Shavua Tov, a good vach, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the Dov Hiken Show. I am your guest host, Nachum Siegel, and great to be here tonight on 13th Avenue in Brooklyn, overlooking Amnon's Pizza, and enjoying the beautiful night tonight in Borough Park. I want to welcome those who are listening at the 570 on the AM dial. I want to welcome those who have just finished listening to Saturday Night Siegel on the network at NachumSiegel.com and JMN.org. We have switched over on our stream to this very radio program, figuring I shouldn't be in competition with myself. Tonight we're going to do something a little different. We're going to hear from a number of special guests, heads of organizations that serve our community. They'll speak with us about the great work they do, and they'll tell us about their work with my friend Simcha Felder. You know, it's election season, and Simcha, former councilman here in New York, serving Borough Park, Midwood, and Kensington, is running for the brand new Senate district that covers the areas of Borough Park, Midwood, Madison, Bensonhurst, and Kensington. It's New York State Senate District number 17. There is no incumbent senator. Simcha's opponent is someone who lives in a neighboring Senate district. Tonight we get to speak with special guests who are going to talk to me about some of the work that they do, the importance of this upcoming election, and some of the work they've done in partnership with Simcha Felder. And of course, tonight I am joined live in studio by my friend Simcha Felder. Simcha, Shavua Tov. Welcome to the program. Great to see you.
Same here. Good vach to you and a good vach to all the listeners.
Well, it's election season. The election is just days away at this point. How is the race going?
Baruch Hashem, the race is coming along. We're trying to reach out to not only the people who I represented for many years in the city council, but to what I hope, Mi'etz Hashem, will be new constituents in Midwood and some of the other neighborhoods you listed.
Mm-hmm.
We're working very, very hard to make sure that everyone knows that the voting that's coming up is critical. Usually in presidential races, there's a high turnout anyway.
Right.
But for anyone who's forgotten me...
I can't believe this. Anybody who's forgotten you.
Can we do that again?
Anyone who's forgotten me. Not a chance.
Or for those that don't know me yet, I want to make sure that they understand the experience that I've had in the city council and the good work I hope that I'll be able to do on behalf of the largest Senate district.
There is no such thing as an easy race, am I right?
Yes.
No such thing.
There is no such thing.
And this one, just like any other, is a tough one, and you need everyone to come out, not only to support you, but to tell their friends and relatives, everybody in these areas of the community, to come out and vote. Like you said, presidential election years usually get people more motivated to vote, but still, you never know. There could be some people who are turned off by the national scene. They should not turn away from voting in this New York senatorial election.
Yeah, I would agree that at a minimum, they should come out and vote for Simcha Felder.
Right.
And they have the opportunity to do so on three lines, but I would encourage them.
Three
separate lines.
Three.
Kalman Yeager, who's here with us, can explain that.
Kalman Yeager is senior advisor to the Felder for Senate campaign. Kalman, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, Nachum.
What three lines is Mr. Felder on?
Well, Simcha is a conservative,
right,
so he'll be on the conservative line running together with Mitt Romney.
Right.
And Simcha has his own line, the Tax Cuts Now line.
That's a good line.
Speaks a lot about what Simcha's plans are when he gets there.
I like that line.
Simcha, of course, is on the Democratic line together with Assemblyman Dov Hiken.
Does he realize that he's running in New York State, and therefore the Tax Cuts Now line maybe?
It's an important line
that
in New York.
Are you kidding me? That would be a revolutionary line, I believe. And the third one is, of course?
The Democratic line together with Dov Hiken.
All right, so that's November 6th, everybody. You know it. Everyone's been following what's been happening nationally. It's going to be a big day, no doubt. And everyone should go out there and vote. And Simcha Felder is somebody who I believe certainly deserves our support. Simple as that. I know you're a very humble man, so it may be hard for you to hear that. But I firmly believe that the community should come out and support you.
Thank you.
Left you speechless on that one, huh?
What am I supposed to say? I am humble?
That would actually be a very good response.
Okay.
You know, Nachum, you're right. I never realized how humble I am. That would work pretty well.
Yeah.
All right, we have special guests who are joining us tonight. We'll obviously hear about their feelings about this upcoming race on November 6th, but we'll also get an opportunity to really tour around the Jewish communal life and get a potpourri of of different organizations and community efforts that are making a real difference out there. Laser Rossman is here. He's founding member and coordinator for Borough Park Hatzalah. He's been doing that for over 30 years. He happens to know Simcha's family for even more than those 30 years, I believe. We'll find out in just a moment. Laser, welcome to the show.
Everybody.
Good vach. Great to have you here. So first of all, how are things going with Borough Park Hatzalah?
Baruch Hashem, as you know, the community is growing. Today, when you talk about Borough Park extends to 65th Street to the 20s, and we're very busy. I mean, there's many days that all our ambulances are out, and we're talking about 10 ambulances.
Wow.
And Baruch Hashem, as I said, the community is growing. We have a very large population of young people, a large population of senior citizens, Holocaust survivors. It keeps us busy.
That's for sure. Simcha, you were involved did it ever happen, the building of the new garage and all the different...
The new garage, if you pass by 14th Avenue and 37th Street, you'll see a beautiful building standing there. Unfortunately, we're no different than anybody else in the economic crisis. Many people who said that they were going to contribute, unfortunately, are not able to do so. So we're a little behind schedule because of the money. So
the plan is still to forge ahead.
The plan is to forge ahead, and we're hoping in the near future to start our last phase, and that's what we're up to.
By the way, some of the areas that you mentioned, 20th Avenue, 65th Street, that was farmland when Simcha was growing up. Am I right?
No, the cows were gone. But I would say is that was not the area that was populated by any... I won't say any Jews. There were Jews and Italians living
right
there, but no Orthodox Jews. Certainly when we moved on the block, when my parents moved on the block, my father started the shul in 1952.
Wow.
He was one of two Orthodox Jews on the block at that time.
That's different today, huh?
In fact, they used to say the rabbi's ruining the neighborhood. That's fact.
Unbelievable. And it's a lot different now.
Yes.
No question about it. All right, so Hatzalah is strong as ever, thank God. And you're here tonight, and we're talking about this very important election, November the 6th. What are your feelings as we get closer to Election Day?
Well, first of all, one of my feelings are, as Simcha mentioned, everybody must get out and vote. It's important to Hatzalah. It's important to every organization, because when we ask the city or the state something, they know Hatzalah, but they also like to see who votes.
Mm-hmm.
So I can urge everybody to go out and vote. Simcha, plug your ears here. Simcha's always been very helpful to us. For example, even though the building was not in his district, but he really was behind the scenes and pushing.
I remember that.
And we went through a lot of bureaucracy, 20 hearings, and if it wasn't for Simcha, we wouldn't be where we are. In addition to that, Simcha's always been helpful. Living on 49th Street and 18th Avenue, knowing Simcha since he's a kid, I could just tell you one thing, that his kivud ha'aim, usually when I go to my daf yomi and the weather's nice, he's sitting outside with his mother on a Shabbos, he's always there. Before Yontif, I guess your mother was probably going to Lakewood or something, and I saw Simcha was standing there packing the car for her. And the Havdol Machaim L'Chaim, the way he treated his father, he was always there, always cleaning up in shul. As a matter of fact, about 2 weeks ago, he was cleaning up the shul and he was carrying a big bag of garbage. And I said, well, that could be good for your advertising. You know, you're taking out the garbage, you're getting rid of the garbage.
Getting rid of the trash.
Yeah, you're getting the trash. And another thing, every Friday night, including this Friday night in shul, the shul's K'nai Nahara packed. Simcha is so courteous. Make sure that everybody gets a seat. One thing I noticed, I was watching a young man with Down syndrome came in, and the way Simcha greeted him made him feel good. It was just a pleasure. I don't think Simcha even realized it. It was so natural for him.
He's second nature for him.
He's a mensch, and he has a lot of integrity, and even on the block when we had, for example, to get a street light, it's a very bad corner because traffic comes in three different ways. Simcha was extremely helpful. We would have never gotten that light if it wasn't for Simcha. I can go on and on, but he's always been extremely helpful.
There you go. Laser Rossman, Borough Park Hatzalah, remembering the old days and forging ahead in the future. It's now 2012, big election just a few days away, and you want to see continued progress in the Jewish community.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for joining us here tonight.
My pleasure. Have a good evening.
Nachum Siegel here. It's the Dov Hikin Show, 570 on the AM dial. And I welcome those of you who are listening on our online network at jmandam.org. and NahumSiegel.com. With us live via telephone, Ruchama Klapman. Ruchama Klapman, we all know, is the amazing founder and executive director of MASK, Mothers and Fathers Aligned Saving Kids. A few years ago, the Jewish community seemed to be immune from contemporary problems like drugs, alcohol, and promiscuity. Slowly, the anguished cries of parents began to surface, and MASK was born. Ruchama, welcome to the Dov Hyken Show. Ruchama, you there? Ruchama.
Yes.
Welcome to the Dov Hyken Show.
Thank you. Good luck. Thank you. How are you?
All right. I was thinking of you because just a few days ago was Simchas Torah, and I know that our parents out there pay extra special attention to make sure that kids don't get involved in stuff they shouldn't be involved with. I was thinking about all the different campaigns that MASK has embarked on over the years to make sure that the parents are aware of the potential dangers for their kids. I hope Simchas Torah was a safe one.
Well, unfortunately, it wasn't. There were a lot of emergencies at Simchas Torah. We still have a lot of work ahead of us, not only for drugs and alcohol, but gambling and internet addiction. Molestation issues are really high, eating disorders. So it's not only Simchas Torah, it's year-round. And I want to thank Simcha Felder for always have been there as a councilman. He was a councilman for MASK. And I hope in the future to continue to be there for us. And I must say that his interest for the at-risk youth at the time, years ago when he was councilman, he was always there and available for anything that possibly we may have needed, and I'm sure he would continue to be there for Klal Yisrael, and I want to wish him good luck. And I just do want to say that, you know, people think that MASK is only about at risk. I just want to mention that MASK is about prevention. You said it, MASK came out a few years ago. In February, we will be completing our 15th year since MASK began. And we are coming up to 14,800 clients, unduplicated families. So I just want to say we don't want more teens at risk. People should call early on for prevention. And if it's okay, I'll just give our number.
Yeah, please.
718-758-0400. The helpline is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And I'm just urging everyone to go out and vote for Simcha Felder, like the rabbi said right before me. And we'll all agree he's a real mensch, and we need him to win. So please go out and vote.
Ruchama, we appreciate that. Community leaders like yourself have been encouraging everybody in our community to vote, and your words are very important. Thanks so much, and continued success.
Thank you.
Continued success with the organization.
I mean, thank you, Nachum. Thank you so much.
MASK hotline is 718-758-0400 if anybody needs their assistance. We're talking to the different community leaders tonight. Simcha Felder is in the studio. My name is Nachum Siegel here at Dov Hyken Studio in Brooklyn, New York. Yanki Daskal is here. He's NYPD liaison, president, and coordinator of Borough Park Shomrim. The Shomrim have certainly come a long way. They are now a well-organized, professionally trained unit of nearly 100 members. They are well-known. Everybody out there is familiar with their incredible work and all the different episodes that they get worthy and wonderful reputations for, all the different things that they've done to quell crime in the Brooklyn area. Yanki, welcome to the Dov Hyken Show.
Thank you. Good to vach.
Good to vach, and great to see you. The last couple of times we saw each other, one was actually up in Shomrim headquarters, you'll recall.
That's right.
And we were at the a beautiful reception after that, where the efforts of Shomrim and other great organizations were recognized. So tell us first about the organization. What is happening? I know that it's an amazing effort, what's going on. But what's happening now in 2012?
We finally have our command.
Which is amazing.
Yes, and I think you were there when
we
had the ribbon cutting. And I would say, thanks to Simcha. Nobody would know that, but he really is the one who gave us the funding for the command through the city council.
So it's the Felder Command Center, essentially.
That is correct. And it's named under Felder Command.
Is it named that?
Uh-huh.
Or
it
just
is.
Informally?
No,
Simcha, are you aware of this, that it's actually referred to as the Felder Command Center? That's quite a distinction.
Well, yeah, I certainly am now.
You just found that, huh?
Yeah.
The command center has been helpful, I'm sure. Tell me about some of these recent episodes. You know, there's been a, I'm sure you know this, there's been a spell of bank robberies in the Borough Park area. How has Shomron been involved in trying to solve all this?
Well, this past week there was the same person did two robberies.
Right.
One day after another. And the first one, I don't think we were called, but the second one, when the person called 911, he also called Shomron. When Shomron got a call, we didn't know it was a bank robbery. We just heard it was a chatzim.
Right.
You know,
to get the bad guy.
To get the bad guy. And when my members arrived and did catch the guy, we didn't know yet it was a bank robbery.
Right.
We just knew they had money.
So a Shomron member caught a bank robber.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
In a way, in a sense, the way we caught a bank robber, but we caught somebody.
Like the Old West.
That's correct.
A Shomron member called. What is the first name of that Shomron member? We're not allowed to mention that. Can't even mention it.
There were a few of them, but there was one particular who was right. The first one who arrived on the scene. And as a matter of fact, not only that, we had one member, one of our coordinators, was on the phone with one of the sergeants from the community affairs.
Right.
At that time, he wasn't aware that there was a bank robbery, and when he did, he was like excited. He said, "Give me the keys. I got to run." And he came straight, not to the bank, he came to the place where we had the guy, and then came over, there was a bank robbery, and we put two and two together.
Right. The police showed up, and I guess they had great appreciation for what you guys did, huh?
Yeah, they always do. There's one thing, we have very great relationship with the police department, and they always appreciate what we do. The credit goes to them, but they know that we're there for them. But let's talk about Simcha. I told you about the command, but it's not only the command. When he was counsel, he made sure that we get funded, some funding, even if he couldn't yet, from his own pocket, meaning from his own...
Not from my pocket. In other words, from the people who I represent.
That's
because
correct.
At the end of the day, the people in this district, the taxpayers in New York City, are the ones that are supporting Shomron and Hatzalah and the others. I'm only working as a community representative, as a conduit, I would say.
By the way, do you know, Nachum, that me and Simcha go back for a long time? We went to yeshiva together.
Wow, sounds like it's a while ago.
A long time. A long, long time. We went to yeshiva together. We had some good times together in yeshiva.
Very much so.
Before anything.
Before any command centers.
Oh, yeah. Before anything. Before even thinking of becoming a politician, I thought it was becoming a rov. No.
He became a leader, but not a rabbinic one.
Seriously, and we always had a good relationship. We always stayed friends. As he moved up and...
Yankel moved up, he still was willing to speak to me.
Aside from the bank robbery, what other high-profile episodes
Well, we just had this Friday a very interesting case.
Yesterday?
Friday, yeah. Very interesting. Guess we had a call that somebody's selling stone from Kedem. Stone merchandise from Kedem, grape juice and oil. When we arrived to the scene, we didn't know how big this thing is. We just saw a van with full of cases, and he had already a receipt that he had sold for some people. But this guy who he tried to sell to the grocery on 45th and 13th called Kedem, and the guy came down, the son, on his son, and it turns out that he stole 670 cases of olive oil, which each olive oil, case of olive oil is about $80, $90 wholesale. And he stole about over 500 cases of grape juice. And it was actually with Jersey coordinated with the Jersey police because...
That's where they're based.
They took it from Jersey. I'm not talking about for us, but for... Because I know another incident that another company was stolen $50,000 worth of merchandise. It could be once interconnected. We don't know yet. But this was something major for...
So not only did Shomron foil a bank robbery or a bank robber, but they went ahead and took care of an intrastate illegal operation.
That's correct. As far as the sergeant told me that he was talking to the Jersey State Police over there, that they're looking for this van selling stolen merchandise.
And who knew to look right in the middle of Borough Park, huh?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What's the Shomron hotline number, by the way, for people who need your assistance?
718-871-6666.
Very good.
Yep. And going back to Simcha, again, I would ask everybody to go out and vote. And Everybody should take only five friends along.
That's it.
Five friends or
fill the car once. Wait,
that five should take another five.
I mean, you're not making it easy on anybody,
I know. So hopefully that, as we know, Simcha is our friend, community friend for everyone. I mean, starting from small to big.
What's your prediction, Yanky? He's going to win big?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. But we've got to show.
Right.
The bigger, the better.
Got to come out and make it happen.
That's right.
Election day is November 6th. Yanky Daskal's NYPD liaison president and coordinator, Borough Park Shomer. Yashikalech, Yanky.
Thank you.
Best regards to all your members. They are amazing. My name is Nachum Siegel, the Dov Hyken Show from here in New York City right now. Here in New York City, in Brooklyn, New York, I should say. Well, that's part of New York City. And we're talking with our wonderful friend Simcha Felder. Boy, Simcha, this is amazing how people have so many wonderful things to say about you. I'm glad. Because if there's a time to say nice things about you, a few days before Election Day would be the time,
yes,
in my opinion.
And I do want to emphasize, Nachum, something that was brought up when Yankel was on the phone, is that the services or any resources that an elected official is able to bring into the community, it's sometimes people say, what has he done for me lately?
Right.
It's really, whatever's being done is really people, the constituents and people in the city and people in this community that are actually helping to bring those resources into their own community. Mm-hmm. So whether somebody has the benefit of Hatzalah or needs it, unfortunately, or of Shomrim or of Mask or anything else like that, what actually happens is hopefully you elect someone like Simcha Felder in this case that's able to bring your money back to your needs in the community. So if, thank God, you don't need Hatzalah, somebody else needed it, so you don't mind that mm-hmm. you were able to. So this is not about me. It's really about hopefully being able to help the people in this community get the services and the resources that they need.
100%. All right. When you think of foster care in our community, adolescent residential programs, domestic violence counseling, substance abuse and addiction help, school-based and adult mental health services, you think of the amazing people at OHEL Children's Home and Family Services. With us live via telephone in this edition of the Dov Hyken Show is David Mandel, wonderful friend. He is Chief Executive Officer at OHEL Children's Home and Family Services, and he also has a reminder about Election Day, and we could speak about his amazing organization. David, Shavua Tov, welcome to the show.
Shavua Tov, Nachum. Shavua Tov, Simcha, and to everyone. Nice to speak with you.
Great to speak to you. First, tell us about the 5-7-7-3 season at OHEL. Have things gotten off to a good start this year?
Things are quite busy, Nachum. As you know, we speak about it often, and actually this year we're developing an expanded service for, as we say, unfortunately, it's like Hatzalah. Hopefully people will never need it.
Right.
But if they do, we should be there in areas like divorce. You know, it would be nice to speak about parties and all the fun things, so maybe we should say that OHEL's Hanukkah party is 12-12-12, an easy night to remember where hundreds of people with disabilities come together, and Simcha, we look forward to seeing the state senator there, God willing. But one of the areas that we're working on is on children of divorce, divorced and divorcing couples, and children that have some difficulty going through that process, young children. So Dr. Handy Klein is taking the lead role in developing services in that area, strengthening the programs that we already have.
All right, and we're going to be able to spend some time as we dedicate some of our own JMM time to OHEL and the work they do in the community. We're going to be speaking about parents and kids in the divorce situations at some point in the next couple of weeks. David, Election Day is the 6th of November. You have been associated with so many different public officials over all these decades, and of course your tenure at OHEL. You know how important it is for government officials at all levels to support the incredible work that you do. I'm sure you want to remind everybody that it's important that everybody in the community vote on November 6th.
I want to connect three words together: Mensch, independence, and voting. Mike Hellman has always said that Simcha's greatest quality is that he's a mensch. It's been said earlier this evening on the program, and in a situation like Simcha Felder, it can be said often enough. And you hear it in Simcha as he's speaking about his humility and how he corrects other people to say, I did not bring money, I had the opportunity to be a shliach, to be the conduit, to be able to support communities. That shows the mensch that Simcha Felder is. One of the areas that Simcha has enabled Ohel to serve people with disabilities is to create a greater level of independence. Simcha's support and Simcha's ability to provide some funding for Ohel that he's been a conduit of has enabled Ohel to develop a particular program, a social skills group for men and women. Too many people out there are lonely or alone, and when you're alone, you one of the extreme areas that happens, instances when you're alone, is that you can get depressed. And one of the ways to help people overcome that is that they can spend time with other people. So we have a social skills group where we bring men and women together under the leadership of one of our staff, Sarah Kahn, a psychiatric social worker, a licensed social worker, and they talk about developing skills to meet other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very exciting, and it's been, Ohel has been able to do that because of Simcha's largesse. What does it have to do with voting? One in eight people in their lives, sometime in their lives, will have some type of a disability, or will have a family member, an immediate family member with a disability. And elected officials don't always look to people with disabilities and their families to vote. One in eight. So my message to everyone that's listening is that if you have a person with a disability that you know, that's a family member in your shul, on your block, you should know that Simcha Felder has helped them. And if one in eight people think about that, and they think about Simcha Felder, then that's the person that they can support, because he has helped hundreds, thousands, and I believe tens of thousands of people in our community. So good luck to you.
David, well said. You've dealt with New York State government for many, many years. It would be great to have Simcha up in Albany, right?
It would be tremendous to have Simcha representing tens and hundreds of thousands of people. And we look forward to introducing State Senator Simcha Felder.
David, phone number at Ohel for those who want to take advantage of the services you mentioned tonight.
718-851-6300.
Thanks
very much for asking that question, Nachum.
A pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us, and Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov to you all.
David Mandel, Chief Executive Officer at Ohel Children's Home and Family Services, here at the Dov Hyken Show. My name is Nachum Siegel. Pleasure to be guest hosting this evening. Special thank you to Kalman Yeager, Senior Advisor to Felder for Senate, who is here tonight and coordinated our special guest hosting this evening. Shloimi Heller is here. Simcha Eichenstein, my old friend, is here. I want to thank Dov Cohen, who's doing quite a job behind the board and is coordinating everything with all of our guests via telephone. Simcha Felder is in our studio, and he is running for New York State Senate District Number 17 on November the 6th, Election Day, which is slowly, and actually it's more than slowly, it's quite rapidly creeping up on us. Could something rapidly creep up? I guess so. And Kalman Yeager, you would love to see a great turnout on November the 6th from our community, wouldn't you?
I would love to see a tremendous turnout in Oklahoma.
Because you know if there's a big turnout from this area, then Simcha's a shoo-in.
Not only will Simcha win, but the thoughts that politicians moving forward for future elections about our community and what our turnout is and what our desire to see real change would be really based on the turnout in our community. And if, you know, we take things for granted, they will respond accordingly.
All right. Does anybody need to know anything other than polls open at 6 and close at 9 p.m. that day?
They need to know that polls open at 6. They need to vote early. They need to call friends. They need to tell people in their shuls over the next 2 weeks, in their neighborhood organizations. They need to reach out to their bar mitzvah and their wedding list, and they need to call everybody they can and say, you know, I know, I heard Nachum tonight. I know Simcha's running in the next election. It's in about 18 days from now. This couldn't be more important, because it really is an opportunity to elect somebody from our own community to go up to Albany to make change in our community.
Kalman Yeager, do you agree that if someone votes a certain way for a certain party on a national ticket, they do not have to vote that same way straight down the line. Do you agree with that?
Not only do I agree with it, but I encourage it. I encourage people to look at every single name on the ballot across the offices, know the people who are running, and go with your gut. Know the people who are running and choose the right person for every single job.
We're here talking about the November 6th election. In this case, we are speaking specifically about the Felder for Senate campaign. New York State Senate District number 17 is up for grabs, and our good friend Simcha Felder is on the ballot on November the 6th. We will take this break and be back with more coming up. Keep it right here at the Dove Hiken Show.
I will take a short break and be right back. Health grades has one. ...5% nationwide for clinical performance. In addition to this designation for overall excellence, Maimonides achieves recognition from HealthGrades with an excellence award in cardiac care, pulmonary care, stroke care, general surgery, and coronary intervention. Plus, Maimonides continues to rank number one in New York for critical care. Now celebrating its centennial year, Maimonides Medical Center is among the largest independent teaching hospitals in the nation. Widely recognized for its major achievements in advancing medical and information technology, Maimonides has over 70 subspecialty programs. To learn more about the nationally recognized clinical services at Maimonides, go to its website, www.maimonidesmed.org, or call 718-283-6000. That's 718-283-6000. Maimonides, passionate about medicine, compassionate about people. Confused about changes in the home health care regulations? Are you being told services are about to change? Let At Home Solutions help you. At Home Solutions is a trusted name in the home care industry, servicing the five boroughs in Nassau County. It is licensed by the New York State Department of Health to provide home health aides, nursing care, housekeepers, as well as all therapies, and is accredited with the Gold Seal of Approval by the Joint Commission. At Home Solutions provides quality, compassionate, customized home care with careful attention in identifying each client's needs. Changes are taking place in the home care environment. Let At Home Solutions help you navigate the transition and find the best possible solution to your home care needs. At Home Solutions has two locations to serve you better, in Brooklyn at 2299 Coney Island Avenue and in Queens at 11102 Jamaica Avenue. So call them at 718-441-6802. That's 718-441-6802. You have questions, they have answers. At Home Solutions, the company you can trust to give you the right solution. Call them at 718-441-6802. It's the greatest sales event of the year, and it's going on now at your neighborhood dealer, Bay Ridge Toyota. What's the event, you ask? It's Toyotathon, and it's when you find the lowest lease prices of the year on every Toyota in stock. Like the all-new redesigned 2012 Toyota Camry, leasing for just $189 a month. A Bay Ridge Toyota Toyotathon exclusive. Need something for the family? How about the 2012 Toyota Sienna for only $249 a month? Plus, every new vehicle comes standard with 2 years maintenance and roadside assistance from their award-winning service center. Come into the showroom on the corner of 65th Street and 5th Avenue, or call 866-BUY-TOYOTA for all the details. Bay Ridge Toyota, just steps away from Williamsburg and Borough Park, is open 7 days a week for your convenience. So pay him a visit at 65th Street and 5th Avenue and choose from Brooklyn's largest inventory of new Toyotas and their everyday 10 used vehicles under $10,000. Check him out online at BayRidgeToyota.com or call him at 866-BUY-TOYOTA. That's 866-BUY-TOYOTA. Don't miss the lowest prices of the year during Toyotathon. Lease is based on 39 months, 10,000 miles, I'm going
$19.95 down. See dealer for details.
Whenever and wherever you plan to travel, let Duol Travel help arrange your trip. Flights, hotels, car rentals, or cell phones, Duol's experienced and knowledgeable staff can take the stress out of planning your trip. Duol has packages to all destinations. Going to Israel, Europe, or the islands, Duol can arrange it. Planning a trip to Canada, Florida, or the West Coast, Duol can arrange it. For all your travel needs, Duol does it all, and now Duol also rents GPS navigation systems as well as Netsticks. So remember, anytime, any place, any destination, call Duol Travel at 718-972-6000.
fly right and travel right with Duol. Call them at 718-972-6000. And we are back with the Dove Hyken Show, a special edition of the Dove Hyken Show. Before we get back to our guest host, I just want to make a couple of announcements. First of all, our assembly office, Dove's office, we're sponsoring a free legal service forum for Borough Park and Flatbush residents. It's going to be this Wednesday, October 24th, between 7 and 9 p.m. It's at the Borough Park Y, which is at 14th Avenue between 49th and 50th Street. This is going to be an opportunity to listen to attorneys from the Legal Services New York City and receive free legal advice. We're going to have specialists who deal with housing, Social Security, Medicaid and home care, taxes, identity theft, unemployment, family services, public benefits such as welfare and food stamps. Again, it's this Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Borough Park Y. It's a free legal services forum, so I think I encourage everybody to come out. This is an opportunity to listen to experts in the field. We also just want to announce that Masbia Soup Kitchen is holding an arts and crafts Build Abraham's Tent contest for all children ages 5 to 13 to commemorate the week of Vayera. And this is your chance to be creative and artistic, win fantastic prizes, and give to charity, Tzedaka. It's how to participate if you're a parent who wants your child to be in the contest, or if you're a teacher who's interested in using this contest as part of their classroom activities. You can go online at www.masbia.org, that's www.masbia.org, or call them at 718-972-4446, extension 205. That's 718-972-4446, extension 205. As I said, it's really a wonderful opportunity to teach your children how to feed the hungry, and it's a wonderful event. Finally, I just want to remind our listeners that you can get news about our office, what's going on if you're on our blog and our Twitter feed. On Facebook, you should like us on Facebook. If you're on Twitter, you should click follow at Hyken Dove, or you can go to Dove's blog at dovehyken.blogspot.com. If you're traveling and you want to listen to our program, you can listen online at talklinecommunications.com. All our listen line at 212-419-4240, option 1. That's 212-419-4240. And we are back with our special guests, Nachum Siegel and Simcha Felder.
I want to thank Dove Cohen, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is the Dove Hyken Show. My name is Nachum Siegel. Welcome those of you who are listening on the AM dial. Welcome those of you who are listening on the Nachum Siegel Network, on our online presence at jmnam.org and nachumsiegel.com. Usually you hear Saturday Night Siegel at this time, but in order not to be in competition with myself, we are airing the Dove Hyken Show during our second hour tonight. A reminder, especially for those of you in Brooklyn, New York, that tomorrow is the grand opening of the Simcha Felder for Senate campaign office at 5223 13th Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, beginning at 12 noon. From noon until 2, you'll have Assemblyman Dove Hyken, City Councilman David Greenfield, many community leaders, and, of course, Simcha Felder will be there. The grand opening of the office is at 5223 13th Avenue tomorrow between noon and 2 o'clock. Also, there has been some redistricting, as many of you know. Based on the 2010 census, there has been some redistricting, which means it's possible that your polling station has changed. When the mail shows up in your home, and if you normally feel or think that you would toss it out and not really deal with it, the one that shows up in all the different languages, we at least recommend that you look at the front page, because right on the front you will see where your polling place is. If it has changed due to redistricting, make sure to take note of it so you know where to go on November 6th. Simcha Felder is here, Felder for Senate, and the election, of course, coming up November the 16th, which is with us live via telephone, is the Executive Director and CEO of the Metropolitan Council on Jewish Poverty, Willie Rapfogel. Met Council is one of New York's top human service agencies, helping over 100,000 New Yorkers fight poverty each and every year. And the list of services and financial assistance and all different types of assistance they give is a voluminous one. Willie Rapfogel, welcome to the Dove Hyken Show.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem, how are things going at Met Council? If I asked you for an update this time of year, what would you tell us?
I would tell you that things are very hectic, that we're grateful that we're able to do a lot, and that unfortunately there are a lot of people who need our help. The demand for food through the Kosher Food Pantry Network has increased. People in need, unfortunately, have increased. Working very closely with Masbia, I was glad to hear that they were mentioned earlier, There is great need for Masbiya. There are other communities besides the three that they're in now, Borough Park, Flatbush, and Rego Park, that have come and asked if there could be a Masbiya in their community. So these are very, very difficult times. And, you know, knowing the way that Simcha was in the city council, somebody who's a unifier, somebody who can work together with people on both sides of the aisle, and that somebody who gets things done. He's capable of closing the deal and making things happen, both with people in the legislative bodies and with people in the executive branches. And that's what makes him so successful.
Willie, how many years are you now with Met Council?
It'll be 21 in March.
And there's always a very tight relationship, I'm sure, often very friendly and sometimes possibly contentious, but there's always a tight relationship between your organization and what's happening up in Albany, and the importance of having friends in government positions who understand what's happening in the community and can help out is immeasurable. Based on the recommendation that you just made, I guess you're encouraging everybody to get Simcha Felder to the New York State Senate as soon as possible.
Without being politically in any way, shape, or form, I think that having Simcha in elective office would be an important asset for people, not only in that district, but people in the state of New York.
Well, much appreciated. Continue your amazing work. Could you tell us how people can reach the Met Council if they need services that you provide?
Absolutely. People can reach us at 212-453-9500 or at our website, www.metcouncil.org. Or they can reach out to the local Jewish Community Council, who can help in many cases, but in some cases we'll refer them to people from Met Council.
Willie, before you leave, I'm told that a gentleman who's sitting here in the studio, Kalman Yeager, actually worked with Met Council for many years.
Kalman was a very valued, very important part of Met Council for a number of years. We enjoyed his period of time that he worked for us. And, you know, Kalman, I think, has politics in his blood, and wouldn't be surprised one day to see him running for office.
Oh, Kalman, any response to that?
Well, Willie Willie knows that he's a teacher, a friend, and a mentor of mine, so, you know, those words, I take them to heart. Willie is very modest about the work that Met Council does. So, you know, I hope that in the years that I was there, I was able to help him say a little louder, but the Met Council every day serves thousands and thousands of people who are truly in need in our community.
Willie, continued success. Thanks so much for joining us.
Shavuot
Tov. There you have it, folks. More coming up here if you keep it at the Dov Hyken Show. My name is Nachum Siegel, and we've been exploring different organizations, community organizations. We're here with our friend Simcha Felder, who certainly gets a tremendous amount of credit for the way he stood up for Jewish community causes in the New York City Council, and now is getting ready to do the same after November 6th. The New York State Senate District Number 17 election takes place on November the 6th. Chesky Kaftal is the founder of Mikimi. Mikimi enriches the lives of hundreds of children and young adults suffering the debilitating effects of serious and long-term medical conditions by bringing big smiles to those who have so little to smile about. Chesky Kaftal, welcome to the Dov Hyken Show.
How are you doing? Gutavach.
Gutavach. Great to speak to you. It's been a while. The work of Mikimi is simply remarkable. For those of you who think that when it comes to hospitals and when it comes to debilitating effects of serious and long-term medical conditions, it's all about finding the right doctor or finding the right treatment or finding the right rehab, Chesky Kaftal will say it's also about finding the right way to stay in a good frame of mind. Chesky, why don't you give us a little detail about the work that Mikimi is doing?
Well, sure, Nachum. Mikimi is an organization set up to bring joy and simcha, I guess Simcha Felder could understand that, to bring simcha to children that are ill in hospitals, chronically ill, being able to both, you know, light up their life with music, magic, skits, arts and crafts, providing entertainment, live entertainment, providing DVDs, DVD players, laptops, Game Boys, all kinds of distractions and enhancements of their life while they're going through, you know, hopefully rehabilitation or any other kind of, you know, surgeries or things like that. And the organization has been around, Baruch Hashem, now for almost 9 years. Mikimi has served over 8,000 patients during that time. And Baruch Hashem, we have the most unbelievable leadership in the organization through Shimshi Heskel and Shlomi Reichberg, which have really been Moser Nefesh, you know, for this organization, and built up a team of you know, dedicated and committed volunteers, with now offices in 17 different offices around the world.
Wow.
So it's been a quite amazing trip. Blia and her, we've gotten to see, you know, the beauty and the power of the volunteer side of this, where people have literally given their time, their nights and days and talents towards, you know, towards being mesameach and helping in the recuperation and refuah of sick children around the world.
Chesky Kaftal is with us, founder of Mikimi. I've met Shlomi Reichberg. Is it a prerequisite to work for the organization that you have to be a very happy and smiley person like he is?
Oh yeah, of course. That's one of the prerequisites, and all of our hundreds of volunteers fit into that category. And more than anything, I mean, this is it's a nonprofit organization. It's an organization that pretty much, you know, does not have any income at all, other than the help of people like Simcha Felder and Dov and David. And it's really been a great experience working with these people. In fact, I just actually thought of something during Shabbos here. You know, one of the things that's really a trademark hallmark of our volunteers is something that I find very similar in Simcha and his team as well. It says in last week's parsha, Sosema says, by Hevel, you know, Cain and Hevel both brought a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, you know, Cain brought a carbon and Hevel brought a carbon, and Hevel's was accepted and Cain wasn't. And it says in the pasuk, Hevel gam hu. And so Sosemis and a lot of other Hasidic Shasram say, you know, what does that say, the gam hu, he also brought? And what they end up saying is that gam hu, he really brought from himself. He didn't just bring, you know, he didn't just write a check or just, you know, throw a couple of dollars. He actually brought gam hu, he brought himself into it as well. And that's what's really, I think, different between, you know, Simcha and other politicians and other people that just, you know, do services for the community. Simcha mentioned before, he's just a shliach, whatever, you know, to bring money to the community. But that's not really the truth at all. He, you know, puts in his heart and soul into it. And our organizations, I'm involved, as you know, with many other organizations as well, but with Mikimi and several of our other organizations, Simcha's given of himself, not only of his ability to, you know, to bring us some much needed support, but he's actually given so much of himself. And that's what our entire organization's about. It's Yunga Light and Yunga Viber, young men and young women giving literally of themselves to people that they don't even know. Wow. That they end up taking on Shabbatons, on fishing trips, on aerobic classes for the mothers, you know, food craving programs for people that are never standing in hospitals, you know, day after day, month after month, and, you know, would like to get something interesting to eat. They bring over food, they have driving deliveries. It's just quite amazing.
It's an incredible organization, and the effort is just fantastic. Chesky Kaftal, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for the reminder.
I appreciate it, and good luck, Simcha.
Simcha,
I just wanted to know where your son-in-law davened this morning.
Uh-huh.
Do you know where he davened, Noah?
Oh, okay.
Do you know where he davened? He was by Felder's this morning.
Oh, there he was. Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering
where he was.
Yeah, I don't know if I had that created any issues.
Yeah, be careful.
But besides everything else, we're delighted to be able to service the Kaftal family as well.
Chesky, thanks.
Well, it's really a pleasure, and it's an honor, and I wish you the best of luck. It'll be our luck to make sure to get you into office.
Mikimi's phone number, Chesky, for people who need, God forbid, need to contact you guys, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
How do they reach Mikimi?
Phone number. Let's see what their office number is. Actually, I'm going to have to go to the website because I usually deal directly with you.
All right, we'll get it. We will get it.
I'll call it in soon.
All right, we'll get it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Rabbi Yaakov David Finkelstein, unit number F39, a member for over 10 years of Chaverim. Chaverim was launched by a group of concerned individuals eager to provide non-emergency volunteer aid. You got a flat tire, you run out of gas, you're locked out of your car, you know who you're going to call Chaverim or Chavirim maybe. You'll call them as well. Rabbi Yaakov David Finkelstein, welcome to the Dove Hiking Show.
Yes, thank you very much. Good luck, Nachum, good luck, Simcha.
Is that a good list of things you guys do? Running out of gas, flat tires, locked out of the car, etc.?
Well, you know what? I think the name says it all. Chaverim is just friends, and basically we've gotten calls from basically what you just mentioned, and then squirrels and houses, and the list can go on and on and on.
What does he do for squirrels?
Yeah, what's the method? Let me hear what the method is.
Well, basically, I mean, I actually took one of those calls, it's actually pretty interesting because when
you can I interrupt you for a minute? Is this about a squirrel being locked out of a house?
No, we don't let squirrels in the house.
Oh, okay.
We could do that. Well, interesting. I'll tell you a very cool story about that also. Well, you have to, you know, just sometimes you have to use, like, you know, your fifth sense to make sure that you're doing the right thing. But when we come to a squirrel in the house type of call, you basically just have to give the homeowner some kind of confidence that the squirrel's not going to jump out at you. And if you can catch it, you catch it. Otherwise, our job really is just to go just to make sure that everyone's calm.
Unbelievable.
That's really what we do.
What's the Chaverim hotline? How do people reach you guys when they have an emergency, not a non-emergency like that?
Non-emergency, it's a regular hotline number, which is 431-8181, 718-431-8181.
Okay.
And they have dispatchers there pretty much 24/6.
Are the squirrels the craziest calls you've gotten, or there's been plenty more?
Squirrels are not a crazy call, but those are, you know, we actually once came to a call where, you know, there was a car lockout call, and the member who came to the call realized that there was something going on strange there because there was only a bunch of kids around the call, and after doing a little bit of his own investigation, he realized that these were students, and they were trying to break into their teacher's car to get the test.
I just want to make sure that any of the resources we get for the Chaveim are not allocated to that.
That's for sure.
The resources that actually Simcha has helped Chaveim all the way since the get-go. We've been in business for about 11. We just had our 11th Malava Malka, annual Malava Malka for our members since the beginning. I mean, from all the organizations you've been talking to tonight, whenever you want to start an organization, especially in a frum community, you can imagine that, you know, first of all, you're going to have that organization be the best organization possible, doing whatever you're doing, and you need someone like Simcha to really get it from the get-go, and he was able to pull all the strings and to speak to all the right people to make sure that when we actually start Chaverim, we were ready to roll right away. And the funding that he's been getting Chaverim ever since has been extremely helpful and just makes our jobs that much easier.
There you go. Thank you, Rabbi Finkelstein. Thanks so much for joining
My
us.
My pleasure. Good luck.
And
I'm going to vote for Simcha.
All right. Hotline Chaverim is 718-431-8181, 718-431-8181. I'm told that Leon Goldenberg is with us live via telephone. Leon, as many of you know, sits on numerous Chesed boards. Well-known Askin in the community, knows Simcha Felder very well as we talk about the November 6th election. Leon, welcome to the Dov Eichen Show.
How are you, everybody? Good to talk, everybody.
Good to talk. Great to speak to you. So what are the causes you're involved with recently? Because you add on a couple of causes for yourself each and every week or two, don't you?
No, I try to limit it to one a month.
You know, okay. I don't even think you do a good job of limiting it to that. But how are things at Shalom Torah Center? Is it doing well?
We're open.
That's good.
We're being the kind of children and families. And overall, it's the fourth year that I'm running it now. And Baruch Hashem, we keep opening and we keep bringing in kids. And we have kids going from nursery all the way up to eighth grade, graduating last year.
Well, my listeners are very familiar with the institution and the work that you're doing. It's really amazing. Now, tell me about November 6th. Are you making any special recommendations to the community regarding the New York State Senate race?
I think there's really very little choice. I think that Simcha has been a member of our community Simcha, I shouldn't say how old you are, right?
I don't mind at all. It might help. It might help.
Experience factor.
But I know Simcha now for some dozen years since he was working for Dov Eichen, way before he thought of running. I don't think he even thought of running, but at the end of the day, I think he was encouraged by many people because he is a true person that wants to help everybody, that's always there to help everybody. And I think that the community really doesn't have much of a choice but to vote for Simcha, because he really is the best candidate out there. He will be working for the community. He understands the community needs clearly, because he is part of the community. And those are his issues, whether it has to do with tuition, what can be done. And a lot of people want to say that they're all for vouchers. We had a meeting this week in one of the local restaurants with some important members of the assembly this week. At the end of the day, vouchers in New York State, in my opinion, and it's not something we should stop aiming for. We should continue to aim for it. But it's not something that's likely to happen. We have a very, very powerful teachers union that battles us on almost any part of what we try to accomplish up the world.
Well, you
as well as in the city.
Well, you continue to be involved in all these different causes and efforts in the community. It's much appreciated. Thank you for your words about Simcha. And Leon, you know the most important thing, everyone should vote on November 6th.
Clearly. The most important thing is to come out and vote.
Thank you so much, Leon Goldenberg.
Based on our voting, that's exactly how everything gets done.
Thank you so much, Leon Goldenberg. You're listening to the Dov Hikin Show. A reminder that the grand opening of the Simcha Felder for Senate headquarters is tomorrow at 5223 13th Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, between 12 noon and 2 o'clock. Dov Hikin and David Greenfield and community leaders will all be there. Don't forget, if you've been redistricted, you may not know where your polling center is. Make sure to pay careful attention to the mailing that comes to your home so you know where to go. Special thanks to Kalman Yeager and Shlomi Heller and Simcha Eichenstein and, of course, Dov Cohen for engineering here tonight. And special thank you to Simcha Felder. Simcha, good luck. Don't forget that we're going to be here next week, Bezrat Hashem, starting at 11 p.m., and I'm sure we'll meet a whole bunch of other great people in our community. Simcha.
And we hope to spend a little more time next week talking about particular constituent cases and problems that we've been able to help throughout the years. Individually.
I look forward to that. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into the Dov Hikin Show. And next week, we're back at 11 p.m. Make sure to join us here at the Talkline.
WMCA, New York, a service of Salem Communications.